Louis Ambrose, you're taking your 24-hour layover into Tottenham. You had a little bit of a snafu in declaring your 24-hour layover and declaring your layover. This is your rookie run of the Iditarod. How's it going so far?
It's going good. I did, like you said, I made a mistake on declaring my layover. I should have just taken it in McGrath when I was resting there. But the dogs, I figured that the dogs were eating good and they rested good, so I figured I could probably make it to Ofer and take it there, which would have set me up to run to Iditarod. So yeah, that was a bad judgment call. I think a lack of sleep had a lot to do with it, because McGrath was my original 24-hour layover, and then I second-guessed myself when I was tired, and I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. And how are the dogs doing so far? You know, they'll get a good long rest here. Some rural mushers are having issues with diarrhea and, you know, just stomach sicknesses being around these dogs. How are they doing?
Physically, my dogs are doing really well. They're eating good. They're resting good now. I think mentally is what happened to them yesterday. They got tired. They weren't physically tired at all. I think they just needed more rest.
From what I understand, the trail was kind of chewed up a lot for the people who are towards, you know, the middle to the back of the pack. How was it for you?
Yeah, it was definitely tougher on the mushers in the back. There was a lot of powder. You know, the trails, there was no trail set up. Once everybody, all the teams in front of us went through, it just turned into mush, and some of my dogs were swimming in it. And it took a lot out of us, and so I had to rest them more early on. So that was one of the reasons that I was trying to get to Ofer, was to try to, you know, get on some good trail. But unfortunately, we just came up a little bit short.
You're nearing the halfway point of Iditarod, your first, you know, big 1,000-mile race. Talk about what you're learning so far in entering and competing and running a 1,000-miler.
Well, I learned my first big lesson last night. Yeah, so I'm just going to keep concentrating on the dogs and just go at what they can give me, you know, make sure they get good rest and continue to eat well. As long as they're doing that, we're just going to, you know, get on a steady pace and try to make it to Nome in a decent time.
Mm-hmm. And for people who are listening at home, maybe, do you have an idea of where you're going to take your 8-hour layover on the Yukon?
More than likely be in Shagaluk, yeah. I know some people there, and then I'm pretty sure the trail we're going to be going through now, you know, between Ofer and Shag is going to be pretty tore up again, so we're going to be having to take our time through there and make sure that I get a healthy team to Shagaluk. And then once we get there, I'm pretty sure we'll be able to travel pretty steady to Nome.
Mm-hmm. Now the weather's been really warm, and it looks like it's going to continue to stay warm. How are you and the dogs doing with these temperatures?
So yeah, that was another factor that we were trying to, you know, work into our schedule. 2 days ago when I left Rhone, you know, we got up in there, the Faroe Burn is 45 above, and you know, it just really took a lot out of the dogs. I ended up just stopping and resting during the heat of the day. And so when I was making my decision on my 24, I was thinking if I got into Ofer that I would be leaving off my 24 in the evening. I'll still be doing that, but I'll be doing it out to Cotton now, which so that works out. You know, I'm glad to get out of the heat of the day. Yeah.
All right. Anything else you'd like to share? I know people probably at home, your wife and some folks are listening. Anything else you'd like to add we didn't quite get to?
Oh, no, I'd just like to say hi to everybody, and we'll see you in a few days.
All right. Well, thanks, Louis.
Okay.
Louis Ambrose in Tacotna, and reporting in Tacotna, I'm Lorelei Kinneen. Okay.